He did that.
On purpose.
Say a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Drug.
And you say she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed him?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy like a piece of machinery up on a roof, fully blocked in a rope to
pull it up?
Any other word besides pull? Did you ever say a hoist it, a heist it?
Heist it, I heard that.
And now could you start counting slowly?
Start counting slow?
Yeah, just to 15.
Me to count?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39.
40.
69.
70.
99.
100.
999.
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000.
10 times, that'd be a million.
And there's some people standing in line. The person at the head of the line is the what person in line?
Person, I guess.
And behind him is the
second one?
Keep going.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
And now it's the name of the month of the year.
Me name of the month of the year? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week? A little slower.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday, Sunday.
What does Sabbath mean?
It means Sunday.
And you meet someone during the early part of the day. What do you say is the greeting?
Morning.
How long does morning last?
Till noon.
What?
Till noon, 12 o'clock.
And then you have?
Afternoon.
Any other name for afternoon?
Evening.
Is there a difference?
Well, I think evening's a little later, isn't it?
What time would evening start?
5, 6, 7, I don't know.
How long would it last?
Till midnight.
And if you were leaving someone about 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything if you were leaving?
I would say let's tell them goodbye.
Did you ever say good day?
I've heard that. I don't know that I've said it.
What if you're leaving someone's house after dark?
Say good night.
And talk about the weather. You look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, you call that a what kind of day?
Clear day.
And on just the opposite kind of day, when it's real dark and
dreary.
Huh?
Dreary.
And if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while, say the weather was
I don't know.
Did you ever say it's changing or turning or threatening?
I've heard all of them, I guess.
What do they mean? Which ones would you use?
Well, changing, turning, threatening.
Does all mean the same thing?
Changing would be different from what it is now. Turning would probably be the same thing.
What about threatening?
Well, it could be. It could be similar.
Would threatening be the same as changing? Just going from good to bad?
No, I don't. I guess it could.
Well, how would you use it?
I don't know what I ever used it. You're getting too technical for me. Try to pin me down like that.
Say if it had been cloudy and the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, say it looks like it's finally going to
clear.
And no rain comes for weeks and weeks. You say you're having
a drought, I guess.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down would be a
flood.
Or any other
cloudburst. Cloudburst?
Okay. What if there's thunder and lightning in it? You call it a
thunderstorm, I guess.
And if it's raining, but not real heavy, say you just had a...
It's a rain, I guess.
Or this morning we had a little...
Shower?
Mm-hmm. What if it's just a few drops coming down?
Sprinkle.
And it's real fine?
Mist.
Okay, what about a drizzle?
What do you want to call it?
Well, what's a drizzle? Do you use that expression?
Well, it's just light rain.
What's the difference between that and a mist?
I don't know.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you call that a...
Fog?
And a day like that would be a...
Foggy day.